anything advancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And welcome to a Friday Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Coming at you, I hope you enjoy the show today. We are going to catch up with Trent Benjamin, Holdridge Lady Dusters head coach, in the second segment of the show. We're going to catch up with him because some people out there in Central Nebraska have not heard. They defeated South Sioux City last night, 66-62, in overtime. That game did not begin until 8:45. That is a reason in which many of you still did not know the score until this morning. And we're going to visit with him about advancing to the semifinals to face Pius in today's contest at 8:45 at the Sports Center. Also going to catch up with Steve Anderson, track announcer at Fauner Park. So many positive things have been going on at Fauner Park with the number of horses, the number of jockeys, the number of people showing up, second to none the last few years. But to start the show off, we're going live to the state basketball tournament and catch up with our own Mike Will. Mike, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Well, we can't complain. I guess I'm looking down the rundown of the girls' tournament yesterday. Really no big surprises. No 7 seeds alive, no 8 seeds alive. Pretty much, I guess it's kind of a chalk tournament. The teams that are supposed to advance, advanced yesterday.
Yeah, I think that's basically the case. The good teams that we expected to play in the semifinals today, we're going to see today, and that's really no storylines, I guess. If you look in the morning paper here this morning, there's a really, everything just went according to plan yesterday, and I guess that's one of the very few tournaments we have seen in the past couple of years that it has went that way.
Yeah, I think the only 2 6 seeds is Bennington, a 6 seed in C1, and then Ewing was a 6 seed in D2, but many people expect Ewing to contend for that state title and thought that going into the tournament. So those are the only 2 6 seeds that are left. I guess from a local standpoint, Adams Central and a heartbreaker yesterday, Mike.
Yeah, I had 2 overtime games. I did 2 games at the state tournament yesterday. Both of my games went into overtime. The late game last night, the Silver Lake contest, was excellent. It was an excellent basketball game. It went double overtime, so I actually had the 3 extra sessions. But you talked about the Adams Central game. It was a heartbreaker because Adams Central had that baby pretty well in hand at times in that ball game, but then just let it slip away there at the end.
You know, that's something I think that, you know, you get to the state tournament, so many, you know, that's why I'm so happy, you know, when you get area teams that advance like that, and I guess we got 2 area teams, Deschler goes home, Silver Lake advances, and it's no fun to get bounced out early, but I think teams playing their best basketball of the year. You followed Adams Central. They played awfully well last night from what it sounded like.
Yeah, Brianne Bullen had her usual good ball game for Adams Central, but we said it was just too much to handle inside. They had a great girl inside. Devin Collins did some damage for Alliance. They had Lindsay Briggs, who did some damage as well. And then we really had trouble with the big girl inside, Jordan Hooper. She had 32 points in the ball game yesterday. Had 4 block shots in the overtime session alone. And, of course, got the game winner, so to speak. She hit the 2 free throws right at the end of the ball game in the overtime session. And then went down at the other end of the floor and blocked a Brianna Boland short jumper off of the baseline. That's basically went off of an Adams Central player out of bounds, and the Lions got to play things in, and they were able to run out the final 4 seconds. So Adams Central completes a great turnaround. That's 4 years for Tim Marker, and each year they've gotten progressively better. As Tim took over the program, they had a bunch of freshmen that played on that team 4 years ago that were on the floor yesterday for Adams Central, and I'm sure it's a heartbreaker for them. But the Patriots program definitely has been turned around under head coach Tim Marker.
Well, let's switch from the state tournament, Mike. I think some good news for the Lady Broncos advancing to the national tournament.
Yeah, it was nip and tuck for a while. Hastings College, again, a record of 22 wins and 8 losses on the season. They lost out in the the GPAC tournament. And for a while, we thought we might be on the bubble. There's 11 at-large teams invited into the 32-team bracket that we play up in Sioux City beginning next week. And the way we understand it, Hastings College was the sixth at-large bid out of the 11 teams to get in this year. And we draw a number five seed. The thing is really broken down into four pods of eight teams, Tony. We got 32 teams in the field, but each pod of eight, they call it, seeds the teams. And Hastings will be a number five seed in their eight-team pod and will be playing a number four seed, College of Idaho. They have a record of 29 wins and four losses on the season. That was a team that was called Albertson of Idaho a few years ago that Hastings College faced in the national tournament, and we took a beating to Albertson that year. So hopefully Hastings can turn the tide here this year. And they've got a tough matchup probably in game number two. They'll take on Shawnee State out of Ohio. That is the nation's number two-ranked team. They are undefeated on the season at 30-0. But traditionally in the tournament, Shawnee State has not been a real powerhouse. So Hastings, if we can get by, we were talking to some folks this morning. We thought maybe the toughest game for Hastings up until they might reach the Final Four would be the opening round game here against the College of Idaho. We think Hastings can maybe handle Shawnee State based on tradition at the tournament, and then we would get into a ball game with perhaps Cornerstone out of Michigan in the following round if we look ahead, if you want to look ahead that far. But Hastings definitely with a shot with their tradition at the tournament. It seems like our players, and especially the players we have on this team this year and in the past couple of years, it seems that they turn it on during the postseason. And we probably played some of our better games here right at the end of the season.
Well, Mike, people I think that were worried about, you know, Hastings College, the ladies advancing to this tournament, I think that tradition had to factor in huge. Then you throw in the proximity or relative closeness to Sioux City with the economy the way it is. Maybe they bring some more people. Maybe that helps the tournament out more. I think that was kind of a no-brainer for the selection committee, wasn't it?
I think if Hastings came in as maybe a number 10 or 11 or maybe on the outside looking in, maybe a number 12 at-large team to get into the tournament, I think that would be the case. But I think Hastings basically earned their way in here, Tony, as they put everything down. I was talking to Corey Wester, the GPAC commissioner. He's a member of the selection committee. And early, even before the brackets came out, he had us as the number 7 at-large team to get in. So we had a little room to waste. I think the proximity to Sioux City might have a factor if we were down there at the number 11, number 12, number 13 to get in. But nevertheless, we're in, and now we got to make a run for it here beginning next Wednesday.
Mike Will joining us live from the state girls basketball tournament in Lincoln. I guess two games already complete this morning. Lincoln Southeast has advanced to the finals, a 71-60 winner. We understand KK Hauser had four fouls, sat most of the second half in that one, and then Aquinas defeated Perkins County to advance in C2. Mike, what ball game are you at right now?
We are at the Pershing Auditorium. Doug doing the ball game on the Power 99. Ravenna has got a lead now over Cambridge by a score of 26-13, just under 5 minutes to go in the second half, or second quarter of play. I want to talk about that Silver Lake ball game last night, Tony, that we did in the ball game against Deschler. Those teams were playing for the fourth time here in the opening round of the state tournament. They played three times during the regular season. All three of those games have been close. Deschler beat Silver Lake 35-32 to open the season. Then Silver Lake came back and beat Deschler 41-36 later on in the year. And then they met up again in the sub-district final. Deschler beat Silver Lake by the score, or rather, Silver Lake beat Deschler the third time, 32-31. So Silver Lake had won two out of the three games. They go into the state tournament, and they're matched up again for the fourth time.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, wasn't that great? So they played again last night, and it was a nip and tuck. In fact, if you missed it, it was a late game last night. Deschler had a 9-point lead in the fourth quarter, and Silver Lake came back and finally won it in double overtime last night. The hero, so to speak, for the Silver Lake Mustangs. I'll tell you what, she played a fantastic ball game, Cammie Bruckman. She had a baseline jumper with about 4 seconds to play in the second overtime to give Silver Lake the 2-point advantage, and actually the 3-point advantage. It's 60-57. It was tied, and Bruckman hit a 3-pointer from deep in the right corner. It was Deschler. They came back. They had a final shot from just across the 10-second line, and it bounds off no good. So Silver Lake moves on into the semifinals tonight against Elkhorn Valley. The Falcons, they absolutely destroyed Sandhills Thetford yesterday in the opening round ball game. In fact, Thetford, they were undefeated coming in. They were 23-0, but Elkhorn Valley took them apart at 62-38. And they've got a couple of great players on this team. We watched them yesterday. Katie Rich, who's a 5'10" and senior. She's averaging 18 points per ball game. And also, she's got a younger sister that also plays on the team, Sadie Ritz. So I think Silver Lake's going to have their hands full in the ball game coming up later on tonight at 8:45. That ball game also here at Pershing.
Yeah, you mentioned Doug on the radio right now. Power 99, Ravenna, Cambridge. Right now, 10:45 was the start time of that. This afternoon, Power 99, 3:45 go time. Doug will have Pleasanton Ewing tonight at 8:45. Mike, you will have Elkhorn Valley Silver Lake on 94.5 The Breeze. And basically, other than Holdridge and Pius at 8:45 at the Sports Center, those are the area teams left in this tournament with only 2 days remaining.
Yeah, and then we got the all six state championship games, don't forget, here on ESPN Radio tomorrow. Doug and I will be doing all those tomorrow for you. That gets started at 9:30 in the morning. So, yeah, the local flavor is gone, so to speak. We've got some of the teams that are still in Central Nebraska carrying our flag here in this state tournament. And Ravenna is off to a good start today, now leading by a score of 26-13 over Cambridge with about 4 minutes to play in the second quarter. So, yeah, maybe the local flavor has gone a little bit, but still a couple of teams out there that we're hanging our hats on, so to speak.
You bet. Mike, I guess if you're hanging around Hastings this weekend, I think we got a softball tournament going on.
There's always softball in Hastings. I mean, that complex, it runs basically from March all the way through September, October. You drive by the softball complex in Hastings, there's always something going on. You know, every weekend there is some tournament of some sort in some class. They're playing there each and every weekend.
Fair enough. Mike, hey, we'll let you get back to your game. Enjoy the day in Lincoln, and thanks so much for joining us this morning.
I want to tell you guys that Doug was a good boy last night.
Well, we...
From all indications are, Doug was a very good boy last night.
You know, that's we got to make sure Doug's got an 8:45 game damn near every time down there, don't we?
The problem is, I'm stuck with the 8:45 game. Not only last night, Tony, but tonight. I mean, that really cuts into our times. I didn't get back to the motel last night until about 11:30. We were playing out at Lincoln East, and with the traffic and everything, I looked at the clock and say, do I really need to? And as I get older now, I say, no, I really don't need to go out into town at 11:30 at night in Lincoln. And then I look at my schedule for today, 8:45 again. So I'm having a good time.
Perfect, Mike.
Okay.
We'll talk to you later. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, bud.
Mike Willa, obviously a longtime employee right here on our sister stations. He's the voice of the Broncos, Lady Broncos, of course, entering that national tournament as a 5 seed. And that's one thing about there's not many 5 seeds, Derek, out there. Where the buzz is, you know, if we can get past, we're not really worried about that undefeated team in the second round.
Yeah,
I think we can advance to the. But the tradition they've established at that national tournament is really second to no one else, and that's the way people in Hastings that follow the Lady Broncos look at things. They're like, if we get by this Idaho team, I think we'll punch that undefeated team right in the face. The first game may be our toughest till we get to the Final Four. You know, where everybody else is like, we're a 5 seed playing a 4, probably a coin flip. Then we're dead meat.
Yeah, and then you play the big.
Then you play the big hitters, and we're not in very good shape. That's not how Hastings looks at things. So, that's interesting as well. So, anyway, thanks, Mike Will, for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Class A game, one half of the bracket already set today. Lincoln Southeast, a winner over Millard West, 71-60. We know Aquinas beat Perkins County. Derek, do you have a final on that?
I do. It looks like 58-46. Aquinas, the winner there, advances to the C2 championship tomorrow.
So they will face the winner of the Ravenna-Cambridge game, which is ongoing at Power 99. Derek, we're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Holdridge basketball coach Trent Benjamin after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Oh, it may pain a little in the beginning, but after a while you won't feel a thing.
Hello, I'm Arlen Gangwish, owner of Laser Tech of Nebraska. With the changing opportunities in document technology, Xerox and HP have enabled us to bring to you the most cutting-edge solutions available. We pride ourselves in putting the customer first, no matter what the need. Being a Xerox and an HP business partner, we have all the resources to bring you big savings. Give us a call and let us begin showing you the money.
Yeah. marketing is everything that touches your customer. Working as a contracted marketing team, Apex Advertising will use tested and proven marketing strategies to reach your business goals. We will save you time and money while increasing your marketing confidence and success. Call today for your free customized plan. Call 308-698-1185. Apex Advertising of Kearney, 698-1185. Increasing marketing results, not budgets.
Hear every Nebraska girls state basketball championship game this Saturday on ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM. Same thing next Saturday for boys state. Get up-to-date brackets by clicking on ESPNSuperstation.com anytime. When it's an occasion that matters, call the event specialists at Country Catering. Delicious, beautifully presented food, professionally served. From black tie formal affairs to a simple picnic party, we'll work with you to make your event a wonderful memory. Create your own menu for a sit-down dinner or assemble an appetizer buffet line. We can serve any group from 25 to 1500. Country Catering promises to make your special day the best it can be. For your next event, call Country Catering of Litchfield or go to www.countrycatering.net. We cater to you.
We'll see partly sunny skies develop across the area today with a high temperature up in the low 60s. Winds will also stay variable around 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, skies will turn cloudy with a slight chance for some showers developing with lows of 36 with northeast winds 10 to 15. There's a chance for showers Saturday with a high of 42. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 50.
Back to the Doug and Daddy Show. Obviously, Doug gone today, as everybody knows. He's live at state basketball, girls state basketball going on. Semifinal action today. All the finals tomorrow can be heard on ESPN 1460 and 1550. One of the games that ended late last night that a lot of people didn't know the winner of until this morning in Central Nebraska was the Holdridge Lady Dusters in overtime, defeating South Sioux City. And we're joined right now by their head coach, Trent Benjamin. Trent, congratulations on a wonderful, wonderful win. And moving on.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show, Daddy.
Trent, I've got to ask you, and this goes back to when I actually got the opportunity to play at state. I think there's always a little bit of doubt when you come, and I think it's just being those young kids and going to that environment, and you guys getting to play in the sports center last night to fit in and play. Did it take a half to realize that you could play with them last night?
Well, no, we came out and got on them, or up early on them, and we were up, I think, at the end of the first quarter. And then we hit a spell where about 2 minutes where we didn't get a shot up. We kept turning over the ball. So we went down halftime at 8. But the kids knew all along they could play with them. We just needed to execute better.
What at halftime were the adjustments that made? Because it seemed like you came right back out and answered back and cut into that lead.
Well, in the second quarter, I kind of changed our press a little bit, and it wasn't as effective. So we just changed it back a little bit, and the pressure really seemed to cause them problems. And then we really focused on getting the ball down low to Paige Hastings in the second half.
Yeah, 28 points from her. Obviously, you knew she was capable of doing that, but still, as a sophomore, she's got to leave you shaking your head in her first state tournament game ever.
Yeah, you know, they have two very good posts, very good size, and she fouled one of them out, got the other one with four fouls, and at the same time just really took control of the paint.
Trent Benjamin joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show as they advance to the semifinal game, 8:45 tonight. Trent, the 8:45 start time, obviously something you're not accustomed to. I don't suppose the South Sioux City was either, but did you see any effect from that start time?
No, yeah, there's a bigger crowd there, and I think that's always fun. The kids, they just want to play, you know, so they don't really care when the time is, and we just go out and get after them.
Trent, obviously a lot of wins throughout the season are big, and you get some time to enjoy them. This one is not, because you turn around again 24 hours, basically get right back after it with Lincoln Pius, a team that what beat you by 9 points in January, I believe. Your early indication going into the semifinal game?
Well, I just think it's going to be a great ball game, and they're a very athletic, very well-coached team. But, again, we're just going to do what we do best. We're not going to change a lot of things, and we're just going to go after them and see what happens.
What's going to have to change from the first game to this game if you guys are going to come out and advance to the finals?
Well, we got to play better. We were sloppy the last time we played them, and I think we were tentative. We just have to do a great job of rebounding, and we're really going to have to get after them defensively. And we do that, and we can get shots every possession. I think we're going to have a good chance.
Trent, any concern that the overtime took something out of you last night, and where they had a relatively easy win?
No, we're just happy to play. And I think at this point in time, adrenaline kicks in anyway. They're young. They heal up quick, and they'll be ready to play.
Obviously, tonight, I think it comes down to, will you implement a press against this team, or what do you look to do to slow this Lincoln Pius team down?
Yeah, I think we're going to have to press them some. I think we can't quite go full throttle pressing like we did against South Sioux. But, again, we're going to do what we did all year as far as with our pressing. It's really foolish to work on something for 4 years of your life and then make adjustments once you get to the state tournament. So,
Trent Benjamin joins us, head coach of the Lady Dusters of Holdridge, as they advance to the semifinal game. Trent, I guess when you're in this situation, are the kids having fun, and are you just reminding them over and over to take this moment in?
Yeah, you know, there were several times late in the game there when we were huddled up during a timeout. I just had to ask them, is this fun or what? And you could just tell it. They've embraced it, and they're really enjoying it.
Trent, you guys were pushed throughout the year, several good victories. You got a chance to face Seward on the other side of the bracket, took them to a one-possession game down the stretch. You had some big wins. Obviously, last night, none bigger than that. But when during the season did you really get in your mind that, hey, we might have a chance to go to Saturday at the state tournament?
Well, these kids all year have just amazed me how hard they work. And one trait they have is they just find a way to win. And about mid-season there, we're just like, wow, these kids just seem to have it. And it's just been a fun ride.
Trent Benjamin. Trent, enjoy the day, and best of luck tonight to everybody in Central Nebraska is cheering for you guys, and hopefully good luck tomorrow in the state finals.
Thanks a ton, Daddy.
Trent Benjamin, a crazy, crazy game last night. Looked like they were down and out of it, come back and get the win in overtime, 66-62 over South Sioux City, a perennial power in this girls' state tournament. Been there so many times, and Holdridge slays a giant. It's pretty simple. You have a 4-5 matchup. You know, you think that can go either way. Well, I think a lot of people kind of penciled South Sioux City in. It's just one of those teams that would advance in this one. But Holdridge able to get it done. Now the number one seed. Now, whether that means Seward's kind of been that number one team, they're on the other side of that bracket. But, you know, Lincoln Pius is a team which, I don't know if you say handled. I don't know, you know, there was a 9-point win, but a relatively low-scoring game early on in the season.
And Coach Benjamin touched on the fact that he thought they played pretty sloppy that game. And I think from how he sounded, he's pretty optimistic in the fact that they've already seen Pius this year. They kind of know what they're coming at him with. It's not your normal kind of state game where you might be playing someone you haven't seen all year or something along those lines. So, I mean, Trent made a great point of taking it in while you're at the state tournament as well. That's high school sports, that's what it's all about, you know what I'm saying? Win or lose, take in the moment and have a good time while you're there. So regardless of whether they win or lose, they've already got a game under their belt, so the nerves should be gone. Hopefully they can get out there and enjoy a good game against Pius.
Yeah, that early in January, 47-38, Pius beat Holdridge, rated number three then, 47-38, and South Sioux City, uncharacteristic last night, 30 turnovers in which Holdridge forced. Now, hey, give Holdridge some credit because they probably had a large part in that. But nonetheless, Holdridge advances 20-3 on the season to face Lincoln Pius, 19-2. On the other side of that, you know, could have had some area flavor. Adams Central so close, a 1-point overtime loss to Alliance. So now Seward and Alliance matchup. That's one of those 1-2-3-4. Everybody, you know, when those seeds hold like that in so many classes, you know, usually you get somebody. And I think if teams would have been seeded in, even in D2, Ewing, you know, Ewing's the first or second seed, no matter how you look at that. And they get the sixth seed at 22-3 after FGS Day's game. But the seeds holding tight. mentioned, area teams today, right now, Power 99 once again. Ravenna is playing Cambridge. At 3:45 this afternoon, Pleasanton takes on that Ewing team that many people think is just on a mission to win a state title from that number six position. At 8:45 tonight, you can hear Mike Will on the Breeze, 94.5, as Silver Lake. Silver Lake at 21-3 after the win over Deschler takes on Elkhorn Valley, 21-4. That at 8:45, the same time Holdridge takes on Lincoln Pius at the Sports Center. Derek, we're going to get away from girls basketball talk and state tournament action, and we're going to talk a little horse racing after this with Steve Anderson, track announcer at Fauner Park, back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
An outstanding presentation. An outstanding.
So I'm guessing you're the kind of guy who loves ATVs and side-by-sides. But right now, you're having a hard time pulling the trigger on one because the economy's in the stink pot and there's an unofficial ban on buying anything that exceeds the fun meter of an unscented bar of soap. Well, pull up on the e-brake for a second, pal, and listen to this. Right now, you can get up to $1,000 in rebates on Polaris. We're talking 1,000 big ones, plus great available financing on select 2008 Rangers, Sportsmen, and more, plus great deals on 2009s. Think of it as your own personal economic stimulus package. It's called the Polaris XP event, and it's going on now at your local participating Polaris dealer. Hey, green means go, my friend. And nothing says green like 1,000 greenbacks and rebates, plus great available financing. Extreme performance, extreme deals, the Polaris XP event. Offers end April 30th. Rebates vary by model. See participating dealer for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. For safety and training information, see your local Polaris dealer or call 1-800-342-3764. The Polaris Ranger General Purpose Off-Road Utility Vehicle is not intended for and may not be registered for on-road use.
In order to test his will, Fred likes to subject himself to extreme conditions. Today, he's swimming with the Polar Bear Club during a blizzard.
Yeehaw!
At Train, we believe in extreme testing too. We expose them to desert-like heat, Arctic-like cold, and a gauntlet of abuses. So you can be confident you're investing in the most durable, reliable system available.
Get your extreme-tested Train from the folks that continually pass the test with our customers. Tested, tried, and true. That's why you want to call Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a Train.
This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
We'll see partly sunny skies develop across the area today with a high temperature up in the low 60s. Winds will also stay variable around 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, skies will turn cloudy with a slight chance for some showers developing with lows of 36 with northeast winds 10 to 15. There's a chance for showers Saturday with a high of 42. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 50.
Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. Tony, I'm Derek, hanging out in studio. Doug down in Lincoln covering the girls' state basketball championships there. And Daddy, we're going to talk with Steve Anderson from Fauner Park coming up here shortly because with the weather turning as nice as it is, you obviously want to be out at the park. You want to be out watching some horse racing. You want to be grilling maybe too. You got to get the grill out.
Well, Troutman's Quality Meat's waiting for you.
Absolutely. Get the grill fired up. Head over to Troutman's and grab a couple steaks. They have the best steaks around. All fresh quality, obviously. Sausages, Polish dogs, brats, all for your liking there. Ham and cheddar franks as well, if you want to try those. They have some hot baked beans, too. Well, I know you're a big fan of baked beans.
It's the Lenten season as well, Derek.
It is the Lenten season as well, so if you can't eat a steak today, obviously, then you want to head over there and get some fish. They got individual-sized portions wrapped up for you, ready to go. So,
everything you want, anything you could need as far as meat goes over at Troutman's Quality Meats in Kearney. Head over there and get stocked up for springtime, because with the nice weather, you want to be outside. And right now we head to Fauner Park and Steve Anderson. How's it going, Steve?
Great, Derek. Good morning. And Tony Davis, your conspicuous absence from the racetrack has been duly noted by some of your longtime listeners. Do I need to send a limo over to get you out here?
No, tomorrow's the day. Tomorrow's the day.
Oh, well, bring some nice weather with you, too. We're going to luck out today, but it doesn't sound like it's going to stay with us very long.
Well, Steve, I tell you what, you maybe have not lucked out with the weather, but one thing that you guys have, I don't know if you call it luck, but Central Nebraska is showing up and has represented and came out in full force to start this race season off.
Sounds like a broken record, Tony, but, you know, this is my sixth season now calling the races out here, and it's just continued to get ever so much better. We've found a niche in the racing community that is 56 years in length now, and yes, our Saturday crowds have been the biggest and the best ever. It just defies explanation, but the population of our horses, the overcrowded in our jockey room, we've got over 25 riders vying for mounts. It just all adds up to great racing, and the fans have responded. If you don't have a table lined up for tomorrow, Tony, you best be maybe working your way through me to get a nice spot, because we absolutely are selling out on the weekend.
You know, that's something that's just wonderful, because you hear so much negativity going on with the Nebraska racing circuit, Steve. Then you get the number of horses, which I think you had your head shaking a little bit going in, like, how is this happening? Then you get the amount of riders. Have you had a chance to take a step back and realize why some things are happening? Is it making any more sense?
Well, you know, it's amazing how things shape up when you take a look at the big picture. We have probably benefited from all of our surrounding states, and especially those states down in the southwestern part of the country that have legalized expanded forms of gaming, most notably slot machines at the racetracks. Their revenues are way up. Consequently, their purses are way up. And I think what's happened, Tony, is that bigger purses draw bigger trainers, bigger outfits, better horses, and the little guy has been squeezed ever so much out of some of these venues, and they're looking to bring maybe the cheaper horses back up here to Nebraska, because they've got nowhere else to run and they can't compete on a competitive level where the purses have just gone out of sight. You know, you can run a $5,000 horse in some of these venues for $15,000 and $20,000 purses. That doesn't happen around here. But there's a lot of $15,000, $20,000 horses that are running at the $5,000 level, if I make any sense, in these other states. So I think that's been one of the biggest catalysts in bringing a lot of stock back to Fauner Park this year. The backside has absolutely been maxed out at 1,200 horses, and I gather to say there's another 200, 300, 400 of them within a couple of miles being stabled off the track. So, yeah, it has trickled down to become a real positive influence on our racing this season.
Steve Anderson, track announcer at Fauner Park, joins us for the, I guess it's already in the first month almost of racing at Fauner Park, third weekend, I believe. And Steve, I guess the vote came down on Monday that did not go in the horseman's favor.
Yeah, two strikes, but you're not out yet, Tony. You know, it wasn't a knockout punch. It certainly is discouraging that our lawmakers here in the state of Nebraska just don't get it, or they don't want to. I've alluded to collusion, payola, you call it what you want, but when you see the legislators that represent Omaha, Lincoln, and those surrounding suburbs 100% vote against the idea of expanded gaming, which, again, would bring slot machines to the racetracks here in the state of Nebraska, which has been done all around the country, most notably right next door in Iowa. And then you couple the fact that Iowa, you can't legislate morality, guys, and I don't feel like that's the bottom line here, but when you see Iowa sucking upwards of $300 million a year from Nebraska natives who are going over to those casinos over on the Missouri side of the river, you just shake your head and go, why? This makes no sense to me. But racing's at a crossroads as far as our whole circuit is concerned here at the state of Nebraska. The State Fair, which potentially is moving out to Fodder Park by the end of next summer, 2010, means that racing venue in Lincoln will dry up probably no sooner than 2012, but they're going to need a new racetrack in Lincoln. Where are these monies going to come from? It's a real tough spot in the road, but, you know, as I say, you tie the rope around your waist. We've been fighting for dear life for 56 years, and I don't see Fodder Park's plight being challenged one iota because of what the naysayers have done and the unicameral down in Lincoln. They'll come back to fight another day, and Fodder will survive.
Steve, I don't know if you can come right out and say this. I can come right out and say it. When you've got people in Lincoln on that are making votes that either vote totally against that, and I don't know if they just block out everything they're hearing, or they abstain for voting, if there's only one thing that can be going on, and that's the casinos are bribing them and paying them huge amounts of money. And you don't have to go to Illinois for collusion and for crap to go on in government, but that can be the only thing. I've not heard one person against this.
It is a perplexing, isn't it, Tony? The casino interests in Iowa are very powerful, very good business-like people, and the bottom line is they want it all. They want it all, 100%, and they have tried, and up to this point unsuccessfully, to just squeeze the life out of Horseman's Park in Omaha, which is a terrific venue for nationwide simulcasting, and they run a terrific four-day meet every summer there. Maybe just a glimpse of what we remember from the old Exarban days, but they will not stop at anything, including amending a very tough smoking law in the state of Iowa, tougher than they tell me here in Nebraska. But, oh, by the way, those Iowa lawmakers added a little amendment and extended the main casino floor up to the simulcasting floor at Bluffs Run, which allows smoking over there, something that's not allowed here in the state of Nebraska. They just always seem to know what to do right.
Well, they seem to be one step ahead and have been for a long time, and I've said for a long time, Steve, and I know I've said it to you, and I hope our listeners understand, I don't have a problem if you don't want gambling, if you don't want gambling at all. I have no problem with that. If that's your stance on gambling, I have no problem with that. But I don't want to be able to buy pickle carts. I don't want to be able to play the lottery. I don't want to be able to, if that's your stance. And you can do all these things. It seems to be pretty hypocritical when it comes to survival of so many jobs and so many people's livelihoods that we can't give in and move forward for what seems to be not the dark ages anymore. It is 2009.
Yeah, touche, Tony. I couldn't say it any better. And then when you reach down into the grassroots of our agricultural communities out here in the central part of the state and see how far-reaching just thoroughbred horse racing is, it goes, you know, goes right down to the farmer. They produce the hay and the straw and the feed and so on and so forth. It gets to the racetrack. We're talking about thousands of jobs that are being threatened here over the next few years. You know, if they were to shut down First Comp or whatever in Omaha and 2,000 jobs were snuffed out, I'll guarantee you those capital city and Omaha lawmakers certainly would stand up and take notice. It defies explanation.
Well, it certainly does, and I hate to throw a negative thing that just happened to happen this week on Monday when I believe the vote was, 3-5, and one person abstained from voting. But so that's why I brought up that whole conversation, Steve.
yeah, it was, you know, we thought we had the one vote that would swing it in our direction with the Hamilton County representative, Senator Dubois. She set up a website, and you could vote, go online and vote, you know, as to how you felt about this situation. And it carried on the website 90% in favor of slot machines at the racetrack. And she did the right thing. And lo and behold, her vote was meaningless.
Truly amazing. For all the positives 3 weeks into the season, it just seemed like everything going in the right direction, and then, boom, the punch comes right on the chin. And hopefully it's not the knockout punch for this major, and we can move forward. Steve, I guess continuing on and getting back to the positive deal of this weekend, what's the highlights of the weekend?
Well, we got three great cards set up, 10 races every day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We start at 2 p.m. today, 1:30 on Saturday and Sunday. We get the best Nebraska bred fillies and mares, a nice seven-horse field that come together tomorrow afternoon for the $25,000 Orphan Kiss Stakes. Man, I'd hate to pick a horse in there. I guess Dazzling Seville is what the morning line guys are going with, but a horse by the name of Real Battle Axe comes out to play, and Bob Rising from Ashland, Nebraska, sends over Deputy's World, who's the defending champion in this race. It makes for great racing. The weather looks like it's going to be typical Saturday and Sunday, so we got a nice warm spot for you, Tony, to come over and spend some time with us. We got cage fighting going on at the Heartland Event Center tomorrow night. I don't get me started on there. And we got a great handicapping contest, a unique idea that Todd Otto, our simulcast coordinator in the tote company, has cooked up. It's a maverick idea. It involves our Sunday racing card only at Fauner Park, $25 entry fee to get in. You have to establish a $100 bankroll, and then it's lights out. It's anything goes. You can bet any straight or exotic bet, and it's survival of the fittest. The last man standing that has the highest bankroll at the end of our Sunday card will be the winner, and if we fill it with 60 entries, first place is worth an additional $900. You might want to make it a two-day weekend here with us, Tony.
Well, entry fee includes free admission to the clubhouse on that day. You get your Fauner Park program for free. If you want to do it today, you go to the Keno counter at the Finish Line Sports Bar on the second floor. You can register right there, or you can call 308-379-3481 or go to FaunerPark.com and they'll give me more information. That's all Sunday, though.
Awesome.
Steve, hey, we appreciate the time. Look forward to seeing you this weekend, and keep up the great work over there. You guys do a great job, and look forward to seeing you this weekend.
Hey, Tony, my pleasure. You and Derek, as always, we can't wait to see you at the races.
Perfect.
Thanks, Steve.
Steve Anderson, always a favorite here on the show. We love to have Steve on from time to time and give you an update. And, boy, the Saturday crowds have just been absolutely huge, and that's great news. One interesting thing about racing in Nebraska, if State Fair, Fauner Park's going to be here. Fauner Park will find a way. And I've talked to people about this. I really, truly believe that Fauner Park is here to stay for a long time. And you can talk to different people that have different feelings on this. Yes, the Nebraska circuit would mean a lot to the horsemen in the area that have always benefited from those racetracks. But there is a possibility, and it is my understanding, should State Fair dry up, should Lincoln no longer be able to have horse racing and they just cannot find money, The university says, no, we're taking over that ground. We're moving it. You go to build the new track, and there's just simply not enough support. We can't come up with the millions of dollars it takes to build the barns, to build the racetrack, to build the stands the way which are adequate for horse racing. That's gone. Columbus, I hate to say this because I think a lot of people really enjoy the summer meet in Columbus, would dry up as well. That's pretty much documented. I think there's a possibility of which Fauner Park would then become in a circuit, and it would be a year-long circuit. I think there is a chance in which it would include, say, a Remington Park in Oklahoma City, Prairie Meadows in Iowa, say, Canterbury in Minnesota. I think Fauner Park will be around and find a way. Now, obviously, it would be much easier if some people would pull their head out of the sand or out of wherever else. There's only one explanation. The guys in the eastern part of the state are taking money to vote the way they do.
It's got to be. I mean, why would you want to send money to Iowa? I don't know.
We've done it. We've done it for
boggling
years. $320 million goes to Iowa.
Wow.
Goes to Iowa.
I tell you what, the boys out east don't want us to have any fun, but we want you to have fun. You go to Fonder Park tomorrow, but tonight we want to send you to the Storm game.
Okay, we're going to give away a four-pack of
tickets? We got four tickets. Four tickets. All I want to know, you give me a call, we'll send you to the game tonight, Indiana Ice in town tonight and tomorrow night, 7:05 puck drops. Mike Cicci coming back to town, actually, ooh, former Storm captain. And since Cicci left, Cicci was the top point getter for the Storm. Who's the top point getter now for the Tri-City Storm? We'll give you four tickets to tonight's game against the Indiana Ice. Coming back after this to wrap things up here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
An outstanding presentation. An outstanding.
It's Colin Coward, host of The Hurt. Life's unpredictable. That's why you have car insurance, homeowner's insurance. But what if something happens to your computer? You'd lose everything. Files, documents, everything. Gone. What a nightmare. You need to get Carbonite today. It backs up your computer instantly. And it's inexpensive. Less than $5 a month and provides important peace of mind. I use Carbonite for my small business. It's easy. There's no complicated hardware to install. It backs up your computer constantly and instantly whenever you're connected to the internet. Right now, I've got a special offer just for my listeners. Try Carbonite free for 15 days, no credit card required. Plus, you'll get 2 months free with any subscription. But this special offer, you got to use the offer code Colin. Don't wait. I want you to try Carbonite free today. Go to Carbonite.com before you do anything else. Enter the offer code Colin. That's Carbonite.com. And remember to enter the offer code Colin. Avoid a potential disaster losing every file. Carbonite.com.
Marketing is everything that touches your customer. Working as a contracted marketing team, Apex Advertising will use tested and proven marketing strategies to reach your business goals. We will save you time and money while increasing your marketing confidence and success. Call today for your free customized plan. Call 308-698-1185. Apex Advertising of Kearney, 698-1185. Increasing marketing results, not budgets.
Hi, I'm Jeff Benjamin of Benjamin's Landscaping in Holdridge and Kearney. I understand that money is tight for everyone, so we want to help you by lowering our 2009 lawn care prices. We can treat a 6,500 square foot lawn for just under $200, and this includes grub control. That's right, we will treat your lawn four times throughout the season for less than $200. Give us a call today and we will give you a free estimate. Keeping your lawn beautiful is our business. We're Benjamin's Landscaping in Holdridge and Kearney.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see partly sunny skies develop across the area today with a high temperature up in the low 60s. Winds will also stay variable around 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, skies will turn cloudy with a slight chance for some showers developing with lows of 36 with northeast winds 10 to 15. There's a chance for showers Saturday with a high of 42. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 50.
Work it, make it, do it, makes us older, better, faster, stronger. That don't kill me, can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up, man.
Hi, back to Doug and Daddy Show. It's on Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Don't forget your farming operation this spring. As you look ahead, maybe you're running a little short on seed. Maybe didn't order quite enough. Dyna-Gro wants you to know there's still seed available for you. 1-800-652-9298. Whether you're talking YieldGuard VT Triple, hey, they want you to know we're looking for high yield potential, excellent yield over moisture ratios for several hybrids maturities, very strong overall agronomic packages, excellent late season intactness, excellent choice for no-till or reduced tillage. They've got all the hybrids that fit your farming operation. Going into this season, 57 VO7 is rated preseason number one, and 58 V72 number two. So check out your local Dyna-Gro Seeds dealer today, 1-800-652-9298. Get a hold of them. Talk to them, whether it's about corn, whether it's about soybeans, or whether it's about their Everlast alfalfa. Dyna-Gro is where it's at. In girls basketball going on right now, looks like Ravenna will advance to the state finals. One quarter still to be played, but they lead Cambridge 50-27. That is on Power 99 as we speak. They just started the fourth quarter. And late in the third quarter, Bellevue West has taken a 52-34 lead over Omaha Marion. So the 1 and 2 seeds look to advance in Class A. And I guess Aquinas would be the 3 seed with Ravenna being the 1. So the 1 and 2 and the 1 and 3 in C2 look to advance. Derek, I'm away in today. Saw my friend Aaron from the Nebraska Lottery.
Did you?
Got a new game out called Big Dog Bucks.
Yeah, I see you got presents here for us.
Yeah. And you know what I like about lottery games?
What's that?
I like when you can figure them out and you don't. It's not like you're a winner if the square root of 14 divided by 9 and you scratch everything off and you go, did I win? No, I mean, this is pretty simple. Pretty simple. You got any winners?
I don't think I got a winner over here. Do you got a winner?
No.
If you do, you have to split it or you have to take me out to lunch, one
no,
or the other.
So. Big Dog Bucks is a new game that's out just fresh off. Just fresh off.
Yeah, I don't have any winners. That means that there's two less not winners out there. So go check out some Big Dog Bucks for the Nebraska Lottery. Hey, coming up later, you can check out some. There's more girls basketball across our network of stations coming up here a little later on. Obviously, right now, Ravenna, Doug Duda doing the Ravenna-Cambridge game over on our sister station, Power 99. And, Daddy, throughout the day here, you can check out some of the other games coming up.
Yeah, it's 3:45 go time. Pleasanton Ewing on Power 99. And then tonight, last game out of the shoot, 8:45, it's going to be the Breeze. Mike Will, Elkhorn Valley. At 21-4, we'll take on the Mustangs of Silver Lake at 21-3. So that should be a great ball game at 8:45. Also in area action, Holdridge takes on Pius in the 8:45 game at the Sports Center. So those are your games of note. Derek, we're out of here. We're wrapping up a Friday. I don't know where T.O.'s going to go. That's going to continue.
Who cares?
I might have to switch to that team. Don't be surprised if I show up in a T.O. jersey with his new team.
What, an Oakland jersey?
I can't believe the only person out there that agrees with me is Stephen A. Smith. And I've never agreed with him on anything but this. It's not all T.O.'s fault. Racism going on.
T.O. Oh, my God. It's racism.
Hey, I want to thank Steve Anderson, Fonter Park track announcer, for joining us, along with Trent Benjamin, head coach of the Holdridge Lady Dusters, as they're set for a semifinal matchup with Lincoln Pius. Hey, on Monday, Doug's back in studio. Obviously, we're going to recap the girls' state basketball tournament, all the weekend in sports. Look forward to seeing you on Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 in Kearney, and 1550 to our friends in Hastings. Thanks, Mike Will, as well.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.